If you look on the internet, you will see that almost every day of the year celebrates some kind of food. These holidays have become very popular across the United States. They often are trending stories on Twitter and described in the U.S. media. They give people a chance to enjoy something they might not eat normally, like National Onion Ring Day, for example. Food holidays also give restaurants and other businesses a chance to promote their products. But where did these distinctly American holidays come from? Many are the invention of an Alabama man, John Brian Hopkins. He writes about food for his foodimentary.com website. Hopkins told Time magazine that when he began his site in 2006, there were only 175 holidays. "I filled in the rest," he said. Some of his favorites are National Oreo Cookie Day on March 6th and National Tater Tot Day on February 2nd. The National Day calendar has a list of all the different food and non-food related holidays. In the past, the website used to let anyone create their own day for a price. But now, the site only accepts requests from businesses and other organizations. While some food holidays are indeed made up, many have historical roots. For example, National Beer Day on April 7th marks the end of a U.S. ban on the production, transport, import, and sale of alcoholic drinks. The ban lasted from 1920 until 1933. The Salvation Army, a Christian group, launched U.S. National Donut Day on June 1, 1938. It was meant to honor women who served soldiers donuts during World War I. But not everyone likes food holidays. Bethany Jean Clement is a food writer for the Seattle Times newspaper. She wrote, "I get that some people might be excited by, say, National Donut Day, but you really can have a donut any day you want." Tavi Juarez, also of foodimentary.com, thinks national food holidays are here to stay. She told the Seattle Times, "In my humble opinion, I believe that food holidays will continue to grow in popularity online because there's a lot of negativity out there. Why not choose to celebrate food instead?" I'm Jonathan Evans.